Psalm 137. Commence our reading from verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we what? Remember Zion. We hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there that they that carry us away captive require of us a song, and they that wasted us require of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Number 5, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her counting. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Would you speak to us in Jesus' name? Amen. You may be seated. And we're going to read verses 6 while you are having your seats. And if I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. And if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Amen. The past weeks we have been ministering to you, if you can remember, we minister on the team, Hallelujah Anyhow. Do you remember? Hallelujah. And then we did minister to you that God will do it again. We don't know when. We don't know how, we don't know where, but we believe that God will do it again. Hallelujah. And today we want to speak to you all on the team, you can't have my praise, or you cannot have my praise. I believe that all the messages that are coming, that God wants to shift the church in another direction of praise and worship. Many of us have been in our comfort zone too long. It's time to listen to the words of God and make a change. Because when praises go up, blessing is going to come raining down on somebody. So what you put into the service is what you're going to get out. Are you with me, somebody? So you cannot have my praise. You can strangulate me. You can suppress me. You can put me in praising. You can do what you want to do. You can even put a cloth to my mouth. But my heart will still sing the praises of God. You cannot have my praise. If you cannot sing the praise of God in a desperate situation, learn to home it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. I work with people that have dementia. And there's a lady, I won't call her name, that don't know her own name, does not know her own children, where she from, does not know anything. But whenever I get to her, and I begin to sing a song. It is well, it is well. She would turn, because she used to look to the wall, and she would turn, she would give me a smile, and I would hear her, I say, yes, it is well with your soul. And she will smile. She forget her name. She forget about everything. But she cannot forget her praise. Hallelujah. The sickness or dementia may take her memory. She cannot remember nothing. But she remember her joy. She remember the Son of God. She remember her praise. No condition can take your praise if you have connection with God. Am I talking to somebody?
You cannot have my praise. When my back against the wall, I will praise him. Because he is worthy to be praised. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him when dark clouds rise, stormy wind blows. Oh, you need to praise the Lord, because there is no condition. It's permanent. Everything that you are going through have an expiring date. It's just for a time. Keep on praising him. You can have my praise. Hallelujah. If you want to give the Lord a hand of praise, give him a hand of praise. Babylon, one of the most famous cities from any ancient civilization, was the capital of Babylonians' belief and worship. Amen. The Babylonians believe and worship 2,100 gods. Amen. And I believe that one of the gods was the one that King Nebuchadnezzar set up and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you need to worship this God, or else you'll be thrown into the fiery furnace. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, you cannot have my praise. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. You know the story. So they focus on one of the gods named Marduk, who is the national god of the Babylonian Empire. They have 2,100 gods, but they chose one that they say this is the national god. Amen, somebody. If you don't know God, you can worship anything. Hallelujah. In fact, men have been made, man is made out of a spirit of worship. So man is yearning for something to worship. Hallelujah. Either you are worshiping God or you are worshiping something else. Idolatry. Idolatry. And we got what? Idolatry. The other two words, if you're not careful, you're going to be talking about the other one. So, whatever I call it, you just accept it. Hallelujah. So, idolatry is worshiping false God. That's the one I'm talking about. Amen. It's worshiping false God. And idolatry is also worshiping the true God falsely. Oh, you're not getting me. I'm going to run that one more time. Idolatry is also worshiping the true God falsely. You know that God is real, but you want to use your own way to worship him. Hallelujah. So when you worship the true God falsely, that is idolatry. Oh, no, amen. They're getting quiet. Hallelujah. So anything that you put first in your life, that becomes your goal. Some of us, our education is our goal. Money in the bank is your goal. Our children becomes our goal. Our home, our property, anything that you put before God becomes your goal. Hallelujah, somebody. But I'm about to tell you, in John 4:24, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him, listen, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot worship God falsely. You got to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's me. You got to worship God with holiness, with righteousness, with faithfulness. You got to walk right. You got to talk right. You got to do what God desires of you. Is that what you want to do? You can't take my praise. I told you last night, holiness is still right today. God has not changed. Hallelujah. You have to worship God. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? God is God. There's no other God beside the God of Israel. There the children of Israel knew that God is only one. And they believe he only one God, but they use to disobey God. Whenever they disobey God, God wrath will come upon them. He will strengthen the enemies to torment them, kill them, beat them up, and destroy Jerusalem. And when they repent, God will take them. Amen. They're going with cycle, in the cycle with God. They will walk with God. Everything will be okay. They will prosper. They will have victory. And when they backslide and begin to worship other God, then God step back and the enemies come in and torment them. You cannot go for vacation on God. You got to worship God all the way. There is no retirement in worship. There is no vacation in worship. You can worship God anywhere. At any time, you can worship God in your car. You can worship God in your home. You can worship God in the marketplaces. You can worship God in the street. You can lift up your hands and worship God and say, thank you, Jesus. The world may think that you're crazy, but you gotta worship God anywhere at any time. You cannot have my praise. I want to tell you that when they sin against God, they were taken into Babylon. Hallelujah. They were taken to Babylon in captivities. They became slaves again. They became bound. They began to lose everything. Hallelujah. And while they were in captivities, the heathen knows that there is a song that they redeemed, you shall sing. Can I have a witness here? And they said, sing out one of those songs of Zion. Woo, hallelujah. The world want to hear the songs of Zion, but do not want to serve the God that make the world. Don't want to serve the God that deliver them. Do not want to serve the God that provide for them. They worship other gods, but they want to hear the songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the children of God says, how can we worship or sing the Lord's songs in the strange land? Oh, how can you sing the Lord's songs in the strange land? I'm about to ask you these questions. Why are you singing the Lord's song in the strange land? You are in captivities. They cannot have your praise. They cannot have your worship. But why are you singing the Lord's songs in the strange land? You may ask me why or what is the strange land. Let me let you know today, your strange land may be idolatry. Hallelujah. Your strange land may be fornication. Your strange land may be drunkenness. Your strange land may be lying today. Your strange land may be gossip. Your strange land may be bitterness in your heart. Your strange land may be hate in your heart. I'm talking to somebody. Your strange land may be something that has become an obstacle to your worship. But why are you seeking the Lord's song in the strange land? I know you're going to be quiet on me. Because our strange land for some of us today, we got anchor problem. You need to go to anchor management class to be able to calm down when you get hot. Hallelujah. You get angry too fast. You talk too fast. You crash too fast. You walk away too fast. We're all repenting. And when you come into the house of God, you want to worship. You want to give God a praise. You cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. You're not speaking to your neighbor. And you want to sing the Lord's song. You don't want to see the ground that somebody offended you walk on. And you want to sing the Lord's song. You got no respect for your parents. But you want to sing the Lord's song. I'm talking to somebody. Oh, you go to the bar all night, you get drunk and come to church. You want to sing the Lord's song. You cannot sing the Lord's song in the strange land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Some of us, we feel that this word is not for us. But God is speaking to you today. You need to forgive and let it go. That somebody's that hurt you so bad, and some of them are dead and gone, but you still have that bitterness in your heart. Whenever you remember it, the devil rob you of your praise. And when you see them coming, your pressure go up. Your pressure go up. Your blood pressure become high because somebody that hurts you, you saw them coming and you have to take another way. Am I talking to somebody? Singing the Lord's song in a strange land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Look, if the government has legalized marijuana, it does not mean that God has approved of it. When you get high, you cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Oh yeah? You will not like me for this, but I have to preach it. Hallelujah. You on your phone all day and night, worshiping that you are not to worship, seeing that you are not to see. Oh, and then you want to sing the Lord's song. How can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Hallelujah. Sister Christian, I love the church. I told you before, you all before, because in that church, there is no color. But I listened to a pastor preaching one time. He says, abomination for the black to get married to a white lady or a white woman to get married. Oh, man. How can you sing the Lord's song when you don't like the way that God made me? And I don't like the way God make you. You are made in the image of God. You are made. You are beautiful. I am handsome. We are made in the image of God. We are the children of God. How can you sing the Lord's song? But you cannot improve on the color that God gave me. You never made yourself that way. I never made myself this way. Because God is beautiful. He has made a lot of colors. You cannot hit me and say you love God. Hallelujah. That people that are not in the church, but they know the truth. They are not born again, but they know the truth. I told you before that there was a man that came to attack me at my workplace because he felt he was Mr. White Man. He was saying bad words to me, and a little white lady got down from her car. She stood by me, and I turned to her and said, ma'am, can I help you? She said, no, I'm here for you. If this guy say anything, I will be the first to slap him. And then I began to feel good. I said, don't worry. Let him come closer. I will be the first to slap him. But it's a racist. It's a disgrace. And I try to say, oh man, calm down. She said, no, I will not calm down. And she had her pants on. She began to ready to fight. She don't know me. She don't know my name. She don't know who I am. She don't know whether I'm a child of God or not. But God said, I will give you man for thee. Hallelujah. You cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Neither can the enemy have your praise. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, I want to say to you today, I'm going to be closing. Don't worry, we're going to leave from here sooner. Hallelujah. But can I have a witness yet today? He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Whoa, out of the miry clay. And set my feet upon a rock. And establish my goings. Verses 3 from Psalm 42 and 3. Oh, and in verses 3 he said, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. When God took you from your sins, when God delivered you from destruction, when God saved your life, baptized you in water, baptized you with the Holy Ghost, he put a new song in your mouth. Can you tell the difference today? In time past, you were blind. In time past, you were dead in trespasses and sin. But God, Jehovah Yahweh, deliver you and cleanse you up and put a new song in your mouth. So you cannot sing the Lord's song in the strange land. You cannot allow the enemies to take your place. That's on your body. Look, you need to learn how to say no. We are friends, but no to the sicari. We are friends, but no to the liquor. We are friends, but no to sin. Hallelujah. We still gotta preach about sin. We still gotta tell the world, you need to repent. Because if you don't repent, you will perish. You gotta tell your children, living in sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. I tell my kid, you got to choose for yourself. I cannot push you to be born again. You got to know God for yourself. Because if I push you, you will pretend to please me. Hallelujah. You need to have divine encounter with God. When you have divine encounter with God, you will have a change. And God will put a new song in your mouth. Oh, the way I used to walk, I'm going to walk like that no more. The way I used to talk, I'm not going to talk to that no more. The things that you just do, I'm not going to do it again no more. Because it's a great change since I've been born. I met Jesus and the Lord turned me around. He turned me around and around and he turned me around. Why are you up to? You are in the church and there is no change going on. You are in the church and the church is not in you. But blessed are the Sunday goer. But they shall not see God. That is not a Bible verse. Hallelujah. But people need to know when God deliver you, when God strengthen you, when God use a crooked stick to draw a straight line in your life, he put a new song in your mouth. See where he took you from. See where you took me from. I don't know your story. Each and every one of us have a story. But I'm going to tell you my story. I'm going to testify. He took me from the darkness. Brought me into his light. Hallelujah. He established my glory. The thing I used to do, I do it no more. Because I got a new song in my mouth. Some of you I know, when you're coming off, I know I got a witness here. Well, like more than Michael Jackson. Beat it. I don't know why Michael Jackson was beating. Beat it. Boop, 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 boop. Beat it. Boop, 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 boop. And up to now, some of us will pass it and yell it. Michael Jackson singing. Beat it. We stand there. We got the Holy Ghost already, but we stand over there. We got an old man want to come back. Say, oh no, I'm a Holy Ghost filled. Woo-hoo, no, I'm not so. Ooh. Or we'll go to the disco. Have you ever been to disco? Don't tell me you never been to disco. Don't tell me you never been to Dubai. Don't tell me you never been to Happy Time. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. When I came to the States, I heard something. Little children out here. Little children, close your ear. Close your ears, little children. The guys on that club, you can't carry clothes in. And somebody told me about that.
Sister Christy, you don't carry, you go in your birthday suit. Children don't know what they call birthday suit. But you understand, you know, I got some gray hair too, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And when the people go to the club, they mean business to dance. They go. They are dancing for the devil. And they will sweat and sweat. Then when God deliver you, put a useful in the mouth. When you come to church, you want to add that you are a bishop. You need to shout and jump. You need to dance. You need to break it down for Jesus. You need to worship. You need to dance for the Lord. You need to dance that David dance. You need to shout that David shout. You know, David took out his crown. He took out his robe. He began to dance before God. Worship me, God. People may not like it, but you're not here to please anybody. You came to worship your God. The one that woke you up this morning in your right mind, set you on your way. You need to be grateful to God and worship God with the praise and worship God. You need to clap your hands, sing and dance because you are not in downpour. Nobody feeding you this morning. Nobody teaching your clothes this morning. Nobody getting out of bed this morning. You walk up with God, walk it up. You are in your right mind. You are still hefty and strong. Why not you worship God? Hallelujah. That one, when you get to Africa, you think that we are crazy, trying to worship God. Don't care what we have on. We worship until we get soaked in sweat. Hallelujah. When I came to America, I went to a particular church. I entered that church. Everything about that service, for me, I was sleeping. They were singing Amazing Grace. And I said, my God. And my blood began to boil with the Holy Ghost. I want to go up and grab the mic and begin to yell, Jesus.
Amazing Grace. How sweet.
What are you doing? You got no fire. You got no Holy Ghost. Give me that mic. Let me seek it for you. You cannot have my praise. He got a new song in your mouth. He poured a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah. Can I have a witness? In Psalm 34, bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. In verses 8, he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody turn to Psalm 98 verse 1. Somebody let's read Psalm 98 verse 1. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. It says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. He has done marvelous things. He has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory. You don't know what God went through to rescue you, to deliver you from the Babylonian captive. You don't know what Jesus did on Calvary. Hallelujah. To get to where you are today. The good work that the Lord has started in you, he will complete it. He has given you this faith. He will complete it. I'm talking to somebody because he has given you the victory. Hallelujah. Sing your face and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. In Psalm 150, say, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. You need to praise God, not in the nightclubs. You need to praise God, not in the moment of anger. You need to praise God, not when you are frustrated, when people have pulled you down and up and down. You need to praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There is joy in the house of the Lord. There is deliverance in the house of the Lord. There is breakthrough in the house of the Lord. There is healing in the house of the Lord. There is victory in the house of the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Oh, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmaments of his power. Praise him for the mighty acts. Hallelujah. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Oh, praise him, somebody, with the psalm of the trumpet. Praise him with the plaster and harps. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Nothing wrong to play instrument and clap your hands and stomp your feet and dance and shout for Jesus. Nothing wrong to give God a praise with all kinds of instruments. Hallelujah. Give in the praise. Praise him with a timbre. Praise him with dances. Hallelujah. I want to praise God. Now we're singing along. Now we're clapping along. Now with the instrument alone. But I want to praise him with my dances. Hallelujah. I want to praise him with my dances. Hallelujah. Sister Christy, you know, there's no shouting in the grave. There's no dancing in the grave. There's no singing in the grave. While I'm still alive, I want to praise him. I want to dance. You can look at me. You can condemn me. But I'm not here for you. I'm here because the enemy cannot take my praise. Depression, you cannot take my praise. Frustration, you cannot take my praise. Power of darkness cannot take your praise. No condition can take your praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, I want to praise him with my dances. Praise him with a strange instrument and organ. Hallelujah. Praise him with organ. Hallelujah. Praise him with a guitar. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, with a high sounding cymbal. Let everything, the high breath, praise the Lord. Let everything, the high breath, praise the Lord. Let everything, the high breath, praise the Lord. Are you alive or dead? If you are alive and well, why don't you stand and lift on your hands and begin to worship and praise the Lord? Hallelujah! 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 Let everything, the high breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nobody, no enemy, no condition can have your praise. And you cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. You have to repent. But I want to close on this. Just this. Exodus 15:11. Something great happened to the children of Israel. And they said, with the Exodus 15:11, listen, are you there? When they crossed the Red Sea, mother, delivered from the hand of Pharaoh. And then when the Pharaoh army came after them, Moses said, the Egyptian that you see today, you're going to see them no more. And you know the story? God divided the Red Sea, they crossed on dry grounds, and the enemy continued to follow them. Your past life will come after you, after God deliver you. But God will set an ambush for your past life in the Red Sea. Your old habit is going to get drowned in the Red Sea. When you get baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, your old man is going to drown in the Red Sea. Right. Amen. When Mara looked behind, she took a tamarind. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Our God, oh, I stretch out his right hand, that I've swallowed it up. Hallelujah. So nothing can have your praise. And I'm going to close, as I said, on this one. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Verses 39 and 40. Luke 19. Hallelujah. Jesus had entered into a great city. Hallelujah. As he entered, oh my God, the people were shouting in the street of Jerusalem, Hosanna in the highest. They were putting down palm branches. Today is not Palm Sunday, but this, they have something to do with the message. And they were shouting and dancing. And the Pharisee came and told Jesus, said, Jesus, your people are too noisy. Bid them to shut up. Stop them. Stop them for cursing us. And Jesus turned to them and said, if they hold their peace, the stones will cry up. I want to let you know today, don't allow the stone to take your place in the presence of the Lord. When you come to church, come with a man of mind to worship, to praise him with all your might, to give God the glory, because he has your being in his hand. You need to exalt him. You need to praise him. Don't allow no stone to take your place. If you don't praise him, the rock will praise him. Don't let no stone to take your praise. And don't let no stone to take your place. With your hand lifted high and your mouth filled with praise. Oh, begin to praise. Give God all the glory. Give God the best of your glory. Give God the best of your praise. Right now, give God the best of your praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give him the best of your praise. Oh, praise him from in the inside of your heart. I want to hear you. I want to hear you. I want to hear you. Oh, don't need to be silent. You can talk. You can shout it. Nobody will call 911 if you shout in this house. Give God a crazy shout. Give him a crazy praise. Give him the best praise of your life. Hallelujah. We don't know tomorrow. We don't know any movement for now. The Lord will come. Give him the best of your praise. When I think about the goodness of God and all he has done for me, my soul cries up, hallelujah, hallelujah, I praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave you with this. This is my testimony. When I was in Africa, I had a big mirror that the president used to dress in. When the president get dressed, he look in that mirror. I had a mirror in my room because my late father used to work with the president of the Republic of Liberia. And when they were changing the mansion from the old one to the new one, he took most of the mirror because he had the opportunity to get rid of it. So we have been keeping no mirror. So I remember one day when life was so hard on me that I couldn't have even shoes to wear or slipper or you call a slipper. How you call it? A pop, the slipper, the one that you put or split. Papa. How you call it? No, the one that you put your toe between. Oh. Flipper. Who call it slipper? Okay. Yeah. At the time I have my first son. We all were in one room. It was so hard. But I went to the mirror one hot son. While everybody was out of the house, everybody were talking and making fun. I went in the room. I don't know what got hold of me. I took off my shirt. One of my bad shorts were on me. And I began to praise God even in the mirror. I clap, I sing, I dance, I jump around until I began to sweat and my sweat dripped on the floor. And I got revived on that day. And when I went to the port, looking for what? I don't know. But I got a job. And through that job today, I was able to come to the United States. Don't let no situation, no condition take your praise. You can fail God. We all can fail God. We all can spoil things. But remember, you have to repent. Because God put a new song in your mouth. Praise him. Praise him. Praising, praising Jesus,
Bless the Savior. He is worthy to be praised. You remember that song? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun. He worthy, Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, bless the Savior. He is worthy to be praised. Lift your hand, let us praise him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give you the praise. Look, if somebody saw you, do not want to hear you praising them. You just ignore them and lift up your voice and praise him. You know, somebody that's standing inside you, they cannot stop your praise. They cannot take away your praise. Begin to pray. Begin to worship. Oh, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you all the praise. You deserve the glory, oh God. You deserve all the praise. I worship you. Yahweh, I give you the praise. Hallelujah. You are the pillar of fire by night. You are the pillar of cloud by day. You are my only all. You are the mother to the motherless. You are the father to the fatherless. You are my provider. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are the lion and crown of Judah. You are everything to me. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. Somebody worship the Lord just one more time. Give you the best praise of your life. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. And shout hallelujah. Hey, Jesus, let the worship God with all your might. While your hands are lifted, I'm going to pray for Pastor Waking and Sister Waking just one more time for the benediction. Hallelujah. There is no distance a prayer cannot reach. The Lord's hands is not sure that it cannot save. God is able to touch Pastor Waking on his sick bed right now. The Lord has started touching them already. Sister Waking, the Lord has started touching them already. Those of you that are online, oh, stretch out your hands right now. Everybody, if you can lift for your hands. In the name of Jesus, praise somebody. Lord, touch Pastor Wakens just one more time. Touch Sister Wakens just one more time. We praise you for the healing. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for all glory and honor belongs to you. We thank you, Lord, for healing them. As we leave for you today, we're not leaving for your presence, but we're leaving having good news, receiving good news from the hospital that they have been discharged. Oh God, to you be the glory. To you be all the praise. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. We cover it with the blood of Jesus. We call it with the blood of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You are dismissed in Jesus' name.